Well, but we're going to convene the Gage County Board of Equalization at 8:32.
It wouldn't make sense.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meetings?
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Lorene, you're up. Anything today?
No, not much. We had to have our abstract in by March 19th. And from that abstract, then they measure, you know, if we're in compliance with our ag land and residential in our commercial. And we will probably hear with the reports and opinions in April on whether we are. If we are not, then we have to go to Turk for a show cause hearing. So hopefully we're all okay with that part. And then Patty wanted me to mention to you that we have to send up now, or Don has to send up the permissive exemptions, and the state is looking at them very closely. So if anybody knows anything about any of them, you know, whether they shouldn't be exempt or they should be exempt, you know, let us know, because the state is questioning some of the stuff on that. So
I think this Board of Equalization has had some questions about several of the religious entities and asking for exemptions, and your office was going to check those in locations, and I presume you're going to do that.
If that's what Patty said, that's what we'll do.
So I think we have some questions on some of them.
So, but that's about basically it. Sorry, I don't know too much.
Okay. Something I want to touch on. Don and I have had this discussion in the past, and we just touched it with Lorene this morning. I believe we ought to move equalization to one meeting a month, first meeting of the month, instead of having a meeting that lasts 2 to 3 minutes. And there's nothing on there that if something's that hot, we can always make a meeting. So I don't know if that needs to be a board vote. Statute does not say 2 a month. It just says that you need to have it.
Meet regularly, yeah.
Yeah, meet regularly. So
I would say that'll work most of the year when we're in protest times. I think that we need to go back to 2 times so that we can deal with those.
And, I mean, we can prepare a motion for next meeting to state those time frames that.
Well, and we can just go to once a month or every other, and then when the time comes, if we sometime most time we can get take care of all those in one meeting, where we approve all of the, but not always.
I agree, and we could word it or as needed, something to that extent.
Yeah.
So we will get that on the agenda for next meeting. Something else I wanted to talk about is I went down to the GIS, whatever you want to call it, last when the lady was giving her display. Addresses to me seem to be very, very critical. Your office puts legal descripts in to utilize that for other things. I mean, it's data entry. Have you guys talked about putting physical addresses in on property?
We try to put the situs addresses on if people tell us what they are, but by no means do we have to have them on. And if there is just vacant ground with one building on there, we would not know that situs address. But there's also a problem if there's two houses on one property. Then which situs address do you put on there? You know what
I think
I'm saying?
Your pros outweigh the negatives you're talking, though. Because for use, if we ever go to expand that into other roles of county functions, we need the situs address. And my way of thinking, it's a benefit to the public. I can pull up in front of your house and punch in the street address. I can't do it right now. I mean, I don't know where it's at if I'm sitting there on a laptop, on my phone. It really, everything we're doing is for the benefit of the public. And that probably benefits them as much as anything.
Okay,
my own
question
thought.
Mark. Because we do have the numbered all of the properties in the county are numbered as far as emergency management is concerned.
Correct.
Can those numbers somehow be utilized?
I had a conversation with Mark, and he said that they've done the inside of Beatrice, and then they don't have some of that on the outside, and it's a ID number is what they use, because I had the conversation
parcel
for me for my voting, because that would benefit my voting.
Right.
Mark's the same way, though, Danny. Without a physical address, we can't. There's no need to upgrade and buy those GIS packages.
I think he's on Geocom. Is that sound on Geocom on his, and this is GIS?
GIS is very expensive, but it is the future of what's coming. I mean, there are so many different things that you can do with it, but it all starts with your office, and that's entering situs addresses.
But our office, by state law, does not require that we have that. I'll say we have to have the name or the legal. That's what we're...
I guess I'm not talking what's...
I could care less about a situs address because I don't know exactly where that house sits on that parcel or anything.
I guess I'm not talking what's required by state law. It's at 10 seconds to enter the data while you're in there.
If we have it right. But there's times that we don't always have that... We aren't given the right information either.
I recognize that, but still 70% of the time, slowly over time, if you start on it, somewhere down the road, it will be correct and current.
Well, look at all the situs addresses in there right now. That's what we've put in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's places that we don't, you know.
But even for the sheriff's office on the GIS, they were talking the benefits of the sheriff, the emergency management, the highway department, voting districts. Without the situs address, you know, that's not our future. We're getting maps that are no good. We can't break down, punch in planning and zoning. Planning and zoning, there's setbacks in this area of X number of feet. Well, I'm not saying it's no good. You got to go to the parcel ID. Parcel ID, you got to track it across. It just, it could be really easy and convenient if the situs addresses were there. And I know state law doesn't say it.
Because to us, we don't deal with situs addresses at all. Our office does not.
But what Rex is saying is if you would do a little extra, it would help everybody else out, is what Rex is trying to say.
Well, I know he is, and we do have some in there, but then we have people calling us and saying only the situs address, and they're saying, but that's the address you have, so that's our property. Well, by rights, we can't verify that. Our office cannot verify by a situs address that this is actually where it's at. When people come over and want to know their tax district, you know, we have to physically ask them where they're at and stuff, and then we pull a picture up and say, is this your house? There's been times they've given us an address, we've pulled it up, and it isn't. Or if there's two or three houses on there, if we only have one room for one situs address, which is all we have on our terra scan, and somebody gives us an address of like the third home that's all on this one parcel, it ain't going to come up.
How many parcels is there?
We have like 16, almost 17,000.
And you have three of them a year. That's what I'm saying. The positive outweighs the negative.
Three what a year?
I'm just using that as an estimate guess. 10. You have 20 a year of this isn't my property, that situs is wrong. The positive outweighs the negative on it is my point. We can dwell on the negative of these are not accurate, not correct, but the majority of them would be beneficial, helpful. That's the point I'm getting at, percentage-wise.
Okay, so we have a lot of them in there.
You have a lot.
I mean, so I guess for what we have, but if there's not a house there, we aren't going to put a situs address.
Well, no, there's no physical address in.
But there is, because they've gotten a building permit. But they may not build on it for, I don't know, 10 years.
Yeah. Well, it's just something I believe if we're ever going to go into the future with GIS, it starts with that office. So that's my thought.
Okay. Well, some thought, and maybe as you go to your professional meetings, as the assessors meet, it might be something that would be a topic of conversation or agenda item to visit about for the state. You know, we wouldn't be the only ones dealing with that, and maybe it'd be a good topic of conversation to say, how might we be able to do this and not have to add staff and spend millions of dollars more, but how might we do it that would help everyone? It'd be a good agenda item to discuss and look into the future. That'd be good, if you would.
All right. There is one other thing, too. It has been brought up at some of the assessor's stuff. You know, we do have a lot of stuff on the web, and it's free. There are appraisers that look at our stuff and say it's, you know, and they don't even go out on the property. So some assessors are trying to get it that people have to pay like they do with the real estate, you know,
Register of Deeds, the $20 a year or
whatever.
No, FSA.
IOL. Oh. No, the... what is it that you have to belong to look up, like, for the real estate companies, like Woods Brothers and stuff? They have a...
MLS?
Thank you.
I was there, Jim, but I wasn't going to say anything yet.
I couldn't think of that. Yeah, where people have to pay, you know, like X number of dollars. Because we give out a lot of information on that website free to a lot of people. You know, and some of it, yes, I can see, but you have your insurance companies, you know, that use that, strictly our stuff. They don't go out there. You know, look, and your appraisers, they charge, like, what, between $300 and $500, and they're using our stuff, and they don't go out there? You know, there's something there to think about, too, you know, that you might want to, you know, just think about.
It's a thought for the future.
That's right.
If that's information that we've put on there, people can use it. They'll just pass that expense on to someone else down the road. If it's out there, keep it free. Let people have it. I guess that's my, you know... It just goes on down the line. You gig this person, they gig that person, the price goes up and everything goes up. If we can, we've got stuff out there. What's Gus going to do? Charge $5 to look at the inmates?
Next year's budget. Next year's budget.
Are you going to get the mortar fixed? Gus? All right, never mind.
If people don't like the way that people are, that they're getting their houses appraised, then they should pay attention to their appraiser and say, you will come out to our house and you will do this, otherwise I'm not paying you $300 or $500 or whatever.
They should, but people don't.
Well, that's not our problem, though.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
And because we aren't very transparent, we need to be encourage ourselves to be as transparent as we possibly can. So this is a transparency, so I think it's very good.
Okay. Just a quick reminder, I think May 1st, personal property statements are due, you know, the farmers, particularly for the farmers out there.
Yes.
So that's coming up quicker than people think.
That is
and true. If you forget, then Gus sends you a letter. So had that happen.
There's $5.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Anything else for the good of equalization? Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:45.